This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Howdy, y'all. It's time for the Robert Scott Bell Show to begin, and let's go. It's a weekend. It's a weekday. Where are we at, Super Don?
Howdy, y'all. Is this hee-haw, or are we at the rodeo?
I'm just feeling my southern roots. What's wrong with that?
We were just talking about Waffle Houses and Piggly Wiggly right before we went to air here, so I guess that... That brought out the Southern boy in you.
Huh? Well, you know, on Friday's show, remember we had an honest-to-goodness Southerner. She was awesome, talking about Trinity School of Natural Health and their new program on clinical homeopathy.
Lisa Holt.
Yeah, Dr. Lisa Holt. I'm feeling a little Southern, Southern hospitality.
All right.
I had apple pie.
You know, Southern hospitality, it's a real thing. I'm a West Coast boy. And lived in the South for a couple of years. And I'll say never been around more polite people and good cooking.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, well, speaking of Southern, how about Southern Thailand? I just had some durian ice cream yesterday, my buddy Charlie, shout out to Charlie. I was going to tell him that I made it. It was my recipe, but I just cannot tell a lie. Apple pie, you know?
Durian.
And if you don't know what durian is, look it up. But make sure if you're walking under a durian tree, there's a net above you, because if it falls on you, you're dead.
Not only that, but we've covered a couple of stories over the years where somebody has brought durian around, cut it in half, and somebody called the gas company and cleared out an entire block because they thought there was a gas leak.
Yeah, it smells bad, but it's lovely. It's creamy custard from God. I didn't mean we're going to open the story of today and talk about durian from Thailand and apple pie and all, but why not? Why not? It's a good day to switch gears on topics. And me, it's just delaying having to talk about the United Nations. You know that, you know, as they propose and the WHO says, man, everybody should be like getting jabbed and getting tested and coronavirus is everywhere, COVID-19, and we need to have passports for everybody. Do you know that the UN General Assembly is relying on an honor system to ensure that the world leaders have been vaccinated before they speak at next week's big meeting?
Well,
in other words, you get to say whether you had the shot or not.
Apparently, the presidents, premiers, monarchs, and other dignitaries will not have to show vaccination cards or other proof of inoculation. They simply attest to it by swiping their ID badges at the assembly hall. So I guess when you swipe your badge to walk in, you are attesting to the fact that you have been vaccinated.
You're attesting to you won't get tested. You're attesting to what you won't show an ID card that has biometric data linked to vaccination status. Of course, it's all you, little peons around the world. But us elite status people running the world at the UN level, we don't have to show anything. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
And this is going to be an interesting situation at the UN, because apparently Russia has criticized the requirement of attesting to whether you've been vaccinated. And the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, he says he is not vaccinated, and he has reiterated that he doesn't plan to get the shot anytime soon. So what happens when he walks into the UN and swipes his card? What are they going to do?
Guess he's attesting that he hasn't gotten it. No, I think they're going to have to kick Brazil out of the United Nations now.
Would that be an international incident of some sort if they didn't allow him in because they know he's not vaccinated?
Well,
would
maybe
they do that?
Well, I think I'm looking at this article. It says the UN said that you can wrestle to. No, I'm sorry, I misread that. They've been wrestling with how to implement diplomatically the New York City vaccination requirement for convention centers, which the city said last week would apply to the Assembly Hall. Well, I thought the United Nations was its own territory on Manhattan Isle, that they wouldn't apply it there. I don't know.
That's interesting. Maybe Bill de Blasio is trying to draw a line in the sand there.
I'd like to see de Blasio try to stop the president of Brazil. Or, hey, better yet, get Biden. Is he going to show up and say, hey, fella, how you doing, pal?
Yeah, he'll walk up to him and go, get vaccinated.
It'll be hashtag fella from South America or something.
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing the level of idiocracy that is manifested at this time in our lives. And this is at a global level. And yet, again, the UN says, nah, we'll just let you attest to it. We don't need to check you. We don't need to test you. You just come on in and swipe your card. You're in. Well, again, we should watch this. I don't know when this next meeting is there, Super D, but I do want to watch it.
It's like watching paint dry when they have those meetings. I've tried to watch those meetings.
No. I don't mean to watch the meeting. I'm talking about the entry to the meeting.
Oh.
I want to know what they do. I want to know what they do with the president of Brazil.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. While many countries' leaders have disclosed their vaccine status, some haven't, including Vietnamese President Nguyen. Juan Phuc
Nguyen or something. I can't remember how you pronounce that.
Who also is planning to attend the assembly. Russia complained earlier this week that requiring vaccines would violate the nation's rights to participate in the UN and would discriminate against, for example, people with medical reasons not to get. So look at that. Whole nations are putting up the same arguments individuals in America are.
Mm.
Don't discriminate. Don't segregate. And the UN is going, well, you just attest to it. You can come on in. Come on in with your honor system. There's no honor at the United Nations. Now,
I was going to say, you know where else there is no honor. That would be the World Health Organization, which that's the United Nations Health Agency, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And here in the United States and other countries, in Canada and in Australia, you got to prove your vaccination status in order to be able to go get a job. Or to go eat at a restaurant, or go work out at the gym, or go see a movie, right? This is the going trend. But apparently, the World Health Organization has decided they get to be treated differently.
Yeah, they've exempted themselves from the things they're encouraging every nation to implement, total lockdown, total shutdown without vaccine passports. So here's the headline over at ABC News, and it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please check on that. You can go to robertscottbell.com/listen, and you can hear our show. We're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just here Sundays when we broadcast our radio syndicated show through GCN. The United Nations Health Agency, which has repeatedly urged the world to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and other illnesses, has declined to say how many of its own staffers have actually followed that advice. So basically, it's declining the jab data on its own staff.
Margaret Harris, Dr. Margaret Harris, she's the World Health Organization spokeswoman. Mm-hmm. This is what, look at what she said here. We don't have that because it's confidential.
Whoa.
Well, why is it confidential for you guys, but everybody else has to sit there and wear it on their sleeve?
Yeah, we don't disclose that kind of information, UN Geneva spokeswoman Alessandra Vellucci says. It's something that is said to be to the medical service. So, no, unfortunately, we won't be able to give you those numbers. So, again, the same arguments we've been making about it's none of your dang business. And if you go to the level of HIPAA, which, of course, doesn't apply to average folks, it's within the medical realm. But still, the whole idea that everybody has to give up their medical privacy because the WHO says so, and then the WHO says we don't do that here, but y'all should be doing that there. On top of the United Nations going, it's an honor system. We don't need vaccine passports. I mean, where are the loony liberal leftists who are so scared of their own Karen shadow that they're promoting this idea that everybody should be limited and shut down and locked down without getting vaccinated? And their heroes at the WHO and the United Nations are not doing the very thing that they're claiming. You've got to do it or else I'm too afraid. I'm going to die for this. You're a bunch of murderers. it's just embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. How do we not see this? I mean, you know, you and I, we do, and many people in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience do, but good Lord, that Biden and other governors at the state levels that are promoting this nonsense, and how about mayors like de Blasio? They're going, yeah, no, we got to do it. What, did you know the UN is not doing it? Oh, really? You know the WHO is not? Really? Well, we're going to do it anyway. I mean, why? Because these people are drunk on power. And the WHO is doing a better job of protecting the medical privacy of the people that are working there than most American governments, state, federal, local, etc. And, of course, we go to the WHO, the so-called medical arm of the United Nations, and they're going, you know what? It's private. We don't release that kind of information because there's doctor-patient confidentiality or the equivalent thereof at that level. So it's kind of interesting. They refuse to provide vaccination figures. The WHO, the UN, and they're pointing to legal strictures that many organizations face about privacy, particularly in Europe. But what about privacy in America? Does that count? Huh? Anybody? Are we allowed to go? No, you don't. You're not allowed to know that. You can ask, but I ain't telling you. And of course, at that point, then what? Does Biden want you to be able to enter a place of business, to have a job? As he said, only if you're working, let's say, at a business that has 100 or more employees, you'll either have to be vaxxed or tested weekly. And then, of course, if you're tested weekly by tests that have no known standard and are, in fact, the emergency use authorization has been withdrawn as of December of this year to be replaced by a different version that might be able to tell the difference between a cold flu and a corona or a COVID-19 type virus, even as we've argued on this show that that's even fraught with problems because of questions of what methods have they used to isolate the dang thing? I mean, so the WHO director goes, "Yeah, I've been jabbed. I'll say it. I encourage others to do it, but we're not gonna let you know if they've done it. We're gonna honor their privacy." Just astonishing, just stunning. And in America, in Australia, it's much worse. You've seen the breakdown of society there. As they've devolved into a total penal colony that they began with. The police state is on everybody. Doesn't want anybody to go out without permission based on what? Phony science, faulty science, tests without standards, shots that are shown to increase mortality, and on it goes. How much of this are you going to put up with for those of you listening and watching the Robert Scott Bell Show, either today or the other 5 days of the week? How much of this are you going to put up with? This is absolute nonsense. Do not comply. We will not comply. And we'll all find our way back to freedom. Back after this at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So back here in America, Biden says everybody should get the jab. And you know what? I can't make everybody get it, but I can get maybe 80% of the people. All companies that have 100 employees or more will have to get their employees jabbed or they'll lose their job or tested weekly with bogus tests. I said it again. Now he's using OSHA, this agency that was developed Occupational Safety and Health Administration to determine, you know, safety protocols, different things, guidelines to keep people that work at places basically safe, that they're not spilling mercury on people, you know, things like that, environmental hazards, toxicological dangers. And so now Biden's going, hey, OSHA, I got to rewrite some stuff for OSHA. Lawyers, get at it. Biden administration issued the mandate, as I said, 100 or more. How will they enforce it? How will they enforce it is the question. Now, it's a good question, except I don't think they're going to get to enforcement. This is my sense of it, Super Don, and you might have a different perspective on this, but there are so many lawsuits that have already been filed or are about to be filed when the guidelines are set into place that will put this all on hold, that they'll have to say, you know, temporary restraining order, whatever it is that they do legally. There's just no way you can get this and successfully make this a mandate because it's, well, first of all, it's untenable. OSHA doesn't have enough agents, if you will, to enforce it. And then the states are going to go, we don't want to provide personnel to this. We're having enough trouble keeping up with what we're keeping up on the state level. You do it, and they can't. The feds can't do it. But right. I'm just thinking legally they're going to be shut down.
It's possible. I mean, we're going to have to wait and see. You just don't know. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the judge, you know, and I don't know. Listen, there were lawsuits that were done over the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. Some of them were successful. Some of them were not. Yeah. And it's all about, well, it's an emergency. You know, we can't, yeah, got to do things in an emergency. But as far as OSHA goes, I believe OSHA was involved in the previous mandates. And we had a number, even just here in this little town that I live in, mm-hmm. we had a couple of restaurants that refused to comply with shutting down. And they got fines from OSHA. And you know, the big signs up on the door that OSHA would put on there and stuff. So basically, going along with what you said, you're right. There's an OSHA police that like patrol the streets and stuff like that. The only way OSHA is going to know whether a company with 100 employees or more is mandating the vaccine or not yeah. is if somebody complains. That's it. Somebody has to complain to OSHA in order for OSHA to know.
OSHA is going to depend on the Karens of the American workforce at large companies.
That's right.
That's basically it.
The Karens that will be patrolling the streets.
Tattletales, right?
Yes.
The Nazi Hitler youth of the Karen administration will be doing this. By the way, as I said, Biden is trying to say, OSHA, write the rules. And it's already being challenged in court. Attorney General of Arizona has filed. There are many others that are just going to lay waste to this, I believe, even if it's not every judge. It only takes one to shut this thing down. And, you know, there are still other realities about the vaccines on the market in America. As of today and as of for the foreseeable future, even the Comirnaty one that they claim they have approved is not available anywhere on U.S. soil, as I pointed out during our weekday show, because ACIP, the CDC committee, has not voted on this particular jab to make it part of the recommended schedule for children as well, which would then grant it special, absolution over, let's say, responsibility if that jab injures or kills someone. So the liability in question is if it's approved and not any longer under an emergency use authorization, then the PREP Act is not going to cover it. So it's in, I've called it regulatory no man's land, where they still are on the hook. They're not sending any of these jabs to America to get shot in and realize they could sue Pfizer or BioNTech. So how is it possible that OSHA could write a rule to say all employees must be jabbed with an experimental jab? That alone is like going to put the halt to this. Now, there may be other layers of it. Let's just say that they've absolved the Comirnaty shot of any liability by putting it in this or this program. You're still going to have a lot of other reasons why there are going to be major obstacles for this OSHA thing to happen, including the participation of state-level agencies to support the feds that don't have the manpower to do anything about this, although they claim they're going to be fining businesses and such. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Actually, you know what? We might change topics at this point, but the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. How about let's talk about musculoskeletal inflammation and pain? May or may not be related to COVID at all. In fact, probably not. It's called arthritis. After this break, check it out at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. Nearly 30 U.S. citizens were able to leave Taliban-controlled Afghanistan after the full withdrawal of U.S. troops, the State Department confirmed Saturday. State Department spokesperson Ned Price in a statement said, "We can confirm that a Qatar Airways charter flight departed from Kabul yesterday with 28 U.S. citizens and 7 lawful permanent residents on board."
President Joe Biden's call to tax the wealthy will hurt the nation's poor while barely affecting the nation's richest people, Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, insisted Saturday to Newsmax.
The ultra-wealthy are the only ones you can't tax. They can afford to move. They can afford to hire lawyers and accountants to change the way they receive income. They can get around whatever it is you're taxing.
This is USA Radio News. If Canadians elect a minority government next week, liberal or conservative, Justin Trudeau loses. The Liberal Prime Minister gambled on an election he did not have to call. If the Conservatives win, he'll suffer the worst kind of bad beat. And if the Liberals scrape by, he'll still take heat for Canadians calling his bluff. That lead crumbled early, and Trudeau is now in a tight race against Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole in the final stretch of a 36-day campaign that ends Monday. Trump derangement syndrome was on full display at MSNBC as Jeremy Bash, former chief of staff of the CIA and the Defense Department, opines regarding General Mark Milley's discussions with his Chinese counterpart.
Totally comfortable with what General Milley did in this case. Moreover, I think in this particular matter, because there was such a lunatic in the Oval Office, someone who was unpredictable, someone who had politicized intelligence.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
When you come on over to the website at robertscadbell.com, you'll see a lot. Every day we've got different notes on different topics, subjects, news stories that we cover. We try to get to everything, but sometimes we don't. We do bonus rounds on the air during the week as well, in addition to our two-hour or so show a day, 6 days a week. So come on over. There's a chat room at robertscadbell.com/listen. And you have also the opportunity to learn out what's coming up. It's called Upcoming Events. There's a tab called Upcoming Events, believe it or not. Just right there, that clear. And when you click on that tab, you'll see what is indeed coming up. Now, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow is Monday. That will be the 20th of September, for those of you listening live today. And we have a big dog and deal. We're going to start simulcasting our second hour on Brighteon.tv, which is the Health Ranger, Mike Adams' kind of online TV network, to respond to YouTube and all the censorship, because we've been censored. We've been deplatformed on YouTube for almost a year now. So that's kind of cool coming up. Also, Tuesday, I'll be heading to Washington, D.C. area with my good friend Jonathan Emord. We have a big event called The Authoritarians and Critical Race Theory. And that's going to happen 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. And that's until 9 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday, the 21st. And that will be simulcast through our networks as well as on Brideon.com, live.brideon.com. So check it out. If you're not sure, come on over to robertscottbell.com. We'll make sure you can plug into that. That's going to be a big dogging deal, big event. And we've got more coming up there, Super D.
Yeah, we do. There's just a plethora of online webinars that will help you with every topic you can possibly think of. The one going on right now is called Glutenology. It's a masterclass on your gluten-free journey for those of you that have a gluten situation that you're dealing with. So that's ongoing right now. Coming up soon, we've got the Fatty Liver Docu class, the Wisdom of the Body masterclass, and then, Robert, on September 30th coming up.
Yes.
You're going to be speaking at an event called Reclaiming Your Power.
Yeah, I call out to all of our friends in Wisconsin. We're just outside of Madison in Oconomowoc at North 48. And it's going to be an amazing event Thursday, September 30th, 6:30 p.m. local time, central time there. And we're going to reclaim your power, reclaim your freedom. It's going to be awesome. Go to tempotickets.com/RSB to get tickets, and I look forward to seeing you there. And 2 days following that, October 2nd and 3rd, that's a Saturday and Sunday in Tinley Park, just outside of Chicago, the Health Freedom Expo. Go to trinityhealthfreedomexpo.com to get tickets, and we'll see you there along with many of our friends. It's going to be a great reunion. Then 3 weeks later, October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Nashville, Tennessee, the Truth About Cancer live at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. Ty, Charlene Bollinger, an amazing array of just terrific patriotic folks and great healers coming together, including me, RSB. I'll be lecturing, and I'll also be emceeing the event with Ty and Charlene. It's going to be amazing, and I hope to see y'all there. Now, if I forgot anything, just keep on tuning in and sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. And we have a Telegram page, thanks to my buddy up there in Wisconsin. What's his name? Kevin Tuttle? You've heard
Kevin
of him?
Kevin Tuttle.
Yeah, he was on the show on Friday, too. We had a good time. And it's Fans of RSB Show, if you're doing Telegram. A lot of good community there. A lot of people helping each other to get well and stay well. Now, let's talk about an ailment and an illness I used to talk about long before there were COVID crazy and flu shot crazy things every year. And here's the headline. Let's see. Where did it go? It's there. Not your grandma's arthritis. Huh? Well, the Arthritis Foundation, which the last time I checked, I remember it was in Atlanta, not far from the cancer groups there. There's a lot of pharmaceutical money in Atlanta, too. The Arthritis Foundation's latest campaign, they're focusing on not grandma and grandpa, but on younger demographics. How young? Just how young, Super Don? Is it 65 and under, or is it like teenagers? Where are they going?
Well, you know, there's a thing called juvenile arthritis. It used to be, I guess, at least when I grew up, arthritis was something that older people got, right? You know, 65 and older. But apparently over the years, it's hit younger and younger people. And so now you are seeing people in their teens mm-hmm. that are getting arthritis.
Yes. Pediatric rheumatic diseases, again, it's not new, but I don't know, maybe are more kids suffering from it? Now, they have a story in this article, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's Asachi Arya, who was diagnosed with osteoarthritis at the age of 43. And this guy took his doctor saying, don't worry, you're not climbing mountains anyway, as a challenge. And so since then, this guy has scaled 25 different mountains. So
well, good for him.
Yeah,
good
no, I'm him. Glad of that. I mean, the thing is, and I don't know if he's doing it on painkillers and anti-inflammatory drugs or if he's gone holistic. I'm tending to think, you know, the Arthritis Foundation, unfortunately, has been focused on drug therapies and other therapies that are not really holistic. But look, I'm not going to knock somebody who's overcome it however they do it. But long term, my concern with these drugs, these anti-inflammatories, is damage to the liver. And quite honestly, the vast majority of arthritic conditions start because the liver is not able to metabolize efficiently and bind and excrete metabolic toxins, much less environmental toxins that are just not natural in any part of human history. And so I agree, it's not just for old people. Younger and younger people are suffering with a musculoskeletal inflammatory condition. And the Arthritis Foundation I don't know that it has anywhere on its website or any in its archives and studies and funded to the tune of millions, maybe hundreds of millions. Is there even one study that references the health of the liver as a primary means of reversing arthritic inflammation?
Now, you know, it seems like what they do is they immediately target the immune system. And Steve Taylor, he's the executive vice president of the Arthritis Foundation. He said that, you know, we trivialize arthritis with phrases like, oh, yeah, my grandmother has arthritis. But he says that that isn't necessarily the same arthritis as an 18-year-old with juvenile arthritis or a 25-year-old with rheumatoid arthritis or a 30-year-old male with psoriatic arthritis or even a person with gout, which he says is a form of arthritis.
Yeah.
It's inflammation. And if you look at these commercials with these drugs, my favorite drug from years ago, which was like the king of the hill of crazy side effects that they have in these commercials, was Enbrel. And what it does is it suppresses your immune system, and they're like, well, you know, it might give you a lymphoma. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean it might give you a lymphoma? And a big laundry list of all of these things, you know, these blood infections and all this stuff. So they go for to suppress the immune system seems to be the answer for this arthritis rather than going after the root cause. It's not the immune system.
Well, it's inflammation, but the inflammation is the immune system, granted. Now, if they shut down the immune system, they shut down inflammation, so then they think, oh, look, they're out of pain. But as you said, with Enbrel, maybe an extreme example, but a real one, you shut down the immune system, cancer's coming on. So hello to cancer. So you gave up the arthritis, and you get something that can kill you.
Now you disable the immune system. That's what protects you from everything else.
Exactly. And so if we understand the metabolic pathways of binding and excreting metabolic waste, like, for instance, uric acid, which is found to be crystallized in the big toe often of those diagnosed with gout, we'll say, all right, maybe you've eaten too much animal protein for your body's ability to bind and excrete this waste product that is a normal metabolic waste product of animal protein consumption. But if you just take a painkiller to kill the pain, you've done nothing but harm the liver even more to make it go deeper and more systemic. So not only your toe, but your foot, your ankle, your knee.
Now, isn't gout the thing that they said the cherry juice helped with back in the day?
Yes, that's right. That's right. And so maybe even they'll acknowledge it, but I don't know on the Arthritis Foundation site if they actually acknowledge it. But cherry juice is known to sequester or help to bind. But
do you remember that they came out with that research, and then when the companies that were selling cherry juice referenced that, they got busted by the FDA for saying that it could help with arthritis.
Right. Then cherry juice became an unapproved new drug, not approved for, on and on it goes. The insanity of our Fear and Death Administration in America, saying you can't tell anybody what a plant or an extract from a plant can do to help you. So you have to talk in terms of structure and function. And so if you sell cherry juice concentrates, you can't say helps for gout and arthritis. You can say promotes skeletal health, for instance. And smarter people will figure it out, but it's still a restriction on freedom of speech, especially since there's tremendous science to support it. Now, in addition to something like cherry juice concentrates, in homeopathy, we have rush toxicodendron, which is the homeopathic form of poison ivy. We've got ruta, R-U-T-A, another botanical and homeopathic form. We've got colchicum, C-O-L-C-H-I-C-U-M. You even have uric acid. Uric acid is a homeopathic remedy. And there are a number of things that can be utilized homeopathically, along with the remedies that I teach about in my one-hour lecture on demand that's available at Trinity School of Natural Health. If you go to trinityschool.org, and I talk about the key roles of the liver and the remedies for the liver, like bryonia, nux vomica, and chelidonium. And very often, if you just address the liver, it's a miracle. Suddenly your arthritis goes away. But if you need additional support, there are remedies that are directed towards the inflammation and other pathways that contribute to the inflammation of arthritic-type manifestations or conditions. Now, when you get into autoimmunity, you have just destroyed cellular integrity to such a degree that the immune system no longer recognizes your cells as self, or it may have been triggered into autoimmunity due to these crazy mRNA jabs or other vaccines that are artificially inducing, hyperstimulating, aggravating immune responses purposefully through the use of adjuvants or, in the case of the experimental jabs known for COVID, producing spike proteins that could damage tissue at a deep level and create immune responses that may go autoimmune, as these spike proteins may be found everywhere. And I'm not ignoring the potential that we learn about other aspects of this controversy surrounding other ingredients that may be there, like graphene oxide. But these are another add-ons into the, in addition to all the things arthritis has been lumped into at any age, from juvenile all the way to rheumatoid arthritis in your elder or even middle years. Now, CBD is wonderful, and our friends at Nutritional Frontiers have the best, because it's certified organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD, critically extracted, clean can be, grown in Colorado organically. And if you go to CBDNF.com, you can sign up, become a customer. They'll send you a sample pack, and you can actually get a discount by using the code RSB15. All of their products, including their CBD, are 15% off for Robert Scott Bell Show family. That's you. And in addition, if you take a picture of the samples they send you with you and send it to Superdon, askrsb@gmail.com, guess what? You're going to be entered into a contest. We give away once a month a great gift basket of certified organic hemp CBD from Nutritional Frontiers. All right, with that, we're going to wrap up hour one in just a moment to find out about what are those three branches of government and why do only a small percentage of people know what they are. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Scott Belcher. Now, I don't mean to race through one segment and ignore hydration, by the way. Simple dehydration, chronic low-level dehydration can result in musculoskeletal inflammation, arthritis diagnoses. So think about drinking molecular hydrogen in your water. Check out Synergy Science Antioxidant Water to supercharge all your minerals, which includes the key mineral, selenium, to protect the integrity of your cells, and silicon or silica, which is critical for all the repair and regeneration that you need with skeletal inflammation. Alta Health Product Silica we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. RSB5 is the discount code there, RSB5. All right, so let's talk semi-politics. A little bit of stuff we used to learn in grade school, much less high school, Super Don.
Mm-hmm.
Three branches of government. Now, if you were to go like a man on the street interview and ask, you know, the average American,
yes,
how many branches of government are, maybe they'll get three right, but then you go, oh, name them. And
right.
Then you go, I wonder if half of the people will even know.
Right.
The latest poll results are encouraging, but embarrassing at the same time. A 15-year high at 56%.
56%?
Yeah. So just over one out of every two people you ask to name all three branches of government can do it, which means 44% can't.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I saw this earlier today, I was like, okay, three branches. So I was like, executive, judicial, and I got stumped for just a minute. I was just like, what is the third one called? Because, dude, it's been a long time. Everybody's asked me this question. I was like, oh, legislative, that's right. And yeah. So I got it.
Okay.
I decided to think for a minute to get that third one.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the crazy thing. Now, apparently, back in 2006, when they did the same survey,
yeah,
it was just 33%. So it's gone up to 56%. So the question you have to ask yourself is, what has happened since 2006 to make people more aware of the three branches of government? Now, it isn't because they went to school.
Yeah.
It isn't because they took a night school course or something.
Mm-hmm.
The speculation here is that because recently you've had the impeachment trial, you had the crazy election, a bunch of court battles, you had the thing on January 6th, that apparently it's been like in people's face about the government, right? So they've been taught in real life experience about the government. And so since they've been exposed to that in the news and all that kind of stuff like that, the speculation is that that's the reason why people are more aware of the different branches of government. Otherwise, they probably, who knows, it probably would have been 20%.
20%, yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with executive power, the overreach of the executive branch with Biden just being a dictator, right?
And you had, what, Supreme Court justices that were being appointed and stuff like that since then. So maybe that, you know, maybe help people with the judicial branch.
And what about the fact that in the latest executive order, it exempts the people in Congress and the Senate?
Right.
What branch is that? Oh, legislative. And of course, it goes to the separation of powers and says, hey, the executive branch can't dictate to the legislative branch what it can or can't do. It's in the Constitution. And so that makes sense to me, too, that it's just the overall discussion out in the world right now is so heavily going, hey, what's going on and why and how and how do we undo it? Where do we go and all of that? Freedom of speech issues have been very big in everybody's face right now with social media banning people for having differences of opinion on coronavirus lockdowns, etc. And you're right. I think it's just the news cycle.
It is. I mean, we're surrounded by it. And also in the surveys, they also discovered that 3/4 of the poll, 74%, correctly stated that the First Amendment protects freedom of speech. I'm going to guess that's probably higher than it probably was before, too.
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with what's been going on politically here. Mm-hmm. Where a lot of people are talking about being censored, right? Censorship is a huge thing in the news.
Yeah.
So freedom of speech, First Amendment, that's been talked about a lot. So I think
but
people
less,
probably...
fewer, 56% knew it was about freedom of religion as well.
Right.
Yeah, closer to that 53% number. Oh, no, it's 50. It's identical to 56%.
56%.
Yeah. And then half, 50%. Knew that First Amendment was about freedom of the press. Only 30% knew about the right to assembly, and only 20% the right to petition for redress of grievances to government. Fascinating. Well, look, we have this kind of, intense discussion on many topics, including the body politic. This is healing about everything. Physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, economic, and political, all in one. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next hour, looks like we'll have my good buddy, the author of Jabbed, Brett Wilcox, joining us for a great discussion on a lot of very important topics. Don't go too far. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.